This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. State lawmakers picked up the pace this week in Montgomery. The Senate passed a bill on driver's license offices and prisons. The House debated church daycare licensing. Representatives also passed a general fund budget that level funds most agencies except one, Medicaid. It got a small increase, though there's still concern among lawmakers, and some of it stems from the federal Republican health care proposal. WBHM's Gigi Duban got an update from Alabama Public Television's Don Daly.
Medicaid seems to be the big concern. There's a lot of uncertainty as to what Congress will end up doing with repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act and how that might affect states. And so lawmakers are having to, you know, plan for all sorts of contingencies.
I wonder, Don, a number of our congressmen have not spoken out one way or another as to how they feel about the new health care bill. Are you hearing anything at the state level as far as that goes?
Well, I know that there's going to be some officials from Montgomery who are going to go to Washington next week, hopefully to maybe get a better feel of the mood in Congress.
And the prisons bill, which we seem to talk about every week, passed the Senate. This bill seems different than earlier versions.
Indeed, it is a drastically altered version.
Tell us about this.
Well, what ended up coming out was about a $335 million plan from the state, which is contingent on local governments fielding bond issues to build prison facilities and then leasing them back to the state. At least two local entities, either counties or cities, would have to commit to do a bond issue to build a new prison facility in their area, and if it meets state specs, then lease it back to the state for about $13.5 million a year. If they can get two local entities to do that, then the state would build a third prison and would also renovate other existing prisons with that $335 million bond issue.
Sounds very, very complicated.
It does, and it was the result of a lot of compromise on this. A lot of lawmakers have been concerned about the impact of their cities and towns losing existing prison facilities, what that might mean to the local economies and the investment in infrastructure and that sort of thing. So putting in this local option, as they call it, was seen as crucial to getting this bill through.
And the main push for letting local communities form these authorities, borrow money to build these prisons, was what?
A, to allow them the opportunity to keep prison facilities in their areas and not risk losing them, and B, that helps lower the cost for the state. The state would lease these facilities back if they're built on the local level for $13.5 million a year, and that would help local entities offset the cost of the bond issue.
The Senate passed a bill dealing with driver's license offices. Give us a little background here.
Yes, this is a bill by Senator Hank Sanders of Selma, and he got this bill passed last year, but the governor vetoed it. It's a result of the cutbacks at state driver's license offices in recent years. You may remember that some county offices were closed and others, the hours were dramatically scaled back. And Senator Sanders says this produced a lot of hardship for some people around the state, especially in rural areas who were having to drive a lot farther to get a driver's license. It basically says that driver's licenses offices in every county of the state have to be open at least one day a week.
Finally, the Child Care Safety Act, that is a bill that would affect church daycares. Tell us about this and where it is this week.
It went to the House this week, but it was carried over. This bill is sponsored by Representative Peblin Warren of Tuskegee, and it basically says that faith-based daycare centers would have to be licensed by the state. They currently don't have to have state licenses. They are exempt, and that has presented some problems in the estimation of Representative Warren and some of her 36 co-sponsors on this bill. There have been some pretty high-profile documented cases of problems in unlicensed daycares in Alabama in recent years.
I'm guessing folks who run some of these church daycares are not too happy about this one.
She said that she's tried to get as much feedback as she could, and Representative Warren has stressed that it has nothing to do with churches per se. It's about the health and safety of kids and righting some of the wrongs she feels have come about in some of these unlicensed daycares in recent years. She doesn't want to put any undue burden on anybody. She says state licensed daycare centers turn a profit, and she's sure that church-sanctioned daycares could do the same even after they're required to have a state license.